Marky had has had a couple waffles, and he said, "Is more burning in there?" In other words, is more toasting in the toaster? He wanted another one. That's his way of asking. Is more burning in there?
Very good.
I told Ross that he had a lovely brother because his brother had actually shared a had traded shirts with him. He wanted a G.I. Joe shirt. Mark gave it to him.
Ross.
And Ross said, "You always tell me that," or something like that.
"You always tell me that just as much as..."
"You always tell me that just as much as you tell me that you love me." And I said, "Yeah, it's true. Come over here." And I said, "You know what else? You have a lovely mother." And he said, "What do you say then? About the levels?" "That was on two levels, just like what?"
"One level would get just like the other two levels."
"How does it explain?"
"Because if they keep on saying that you love mom, it'll get up to what with you loving me and telling me that I've got a real nice brother."
"Right. So that'll be on level two?" "Mm-hmm." "What about level three?"
"No, our ones are on level
two right
100.
Now. About
1,000.
The part where I love you?
Yeah.
That's on
and
level.
And the part where you say I'm a nice brother."
"Okay. Very good." Mary asked, Mark's worried about going to kindergarten, he won't know his letters. Mark, are you worried about going to kindergarten?
Yeah.
What are you worried about? Watch out the tape recorder. What are you worried about? What?
Bullies.
Bullies?
"Of course, when I'm 5, I won't be bullied."
"That was nice. Bullied."
"You won't be bullied, no. So what about just when you're 4, you're still worried, right?"
"I'm 4, I might get bullied."
"Mm-hmm." "They don't let the bullies get out to kindergartners, though, Mark." "Hey, Mark, I got another idea.
What?
If you're in trouble, who do you go to help for?" "He's at the same school."
"No, I have to go. You know they have to go to the principal."
"Yeah, that's right. But you can get help from your brother."
"Yes, they have to go to the principal."
"Okay."
"They do."
"Well, he seems to know everything already."
"You know everything already. Maybe there's no reason for you to go to kindergarten because you've learned it all already."
"You know, they must have prepared him a little better than we thought.
We were talking about whether children can be trusted to eat their eggs before they get donuts. And Mark, and I said, children don't always eat what they're supposed to. And Mark said, I like all kinds of foods. Like, I like chicken, which is at Long John Silver's, and crumbs, which is at Long John Silver's, and hamburgers. Ross said, Daddy, how come Mom's older than you and you know more? I don't know a lot more than Mom. Mommy knows more about some things, and I know
she
more
about... She doesn't know more about the road.
That's true. I know more about cooking.
Oh.
I know more about gardening.
She doesn't know as much about how to get places, does she?
Mm-mm.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, remember when we almost got lost?
So is Dad. He knows how to garden.
Remember when we almost got lost, Dad?
Yeah.
He knows a lot, yes, dear.
Me and Dad almost got lost.
I remember that, Mark. That was really, really spooky.
Did I?
You weren't with us. It was just Mark and me. We were almost lost.
When was it? When I was born before him.
Yeah, it was when you weren't born before him, right. It was when Mark was the older boy and you were the young, and you hadn't been born yet. Don't you remember? Don't you remember that?
Well, then why aren't I saying ga ga goo goo?
Why am I not saying ga ga goo goo?
Why indeed?
Not why aren't I saying, why am I not saying ga ga goo goo? I aren't saying, can't say I aren't saying, you can say why aren't I saying.
Okay.
Okay, now let's, now that we've got
now,
that straight.
What were you not saying?
Ga ga goo goo. It's very difficult to get verbs right in English, isn't it, children?
I hate it!
You hate verbs? What are your favorite part of speech? Verbs or nouns? Do you like nouns are things like donuts, dogs, cats. Those are called nouns. Verbs are things like jump, run, play. Which one do you like better? Nouns or verbs? Nouns or verbs? Nouns or verbs?
Do donuts also have TV?
Yeah, TV's a noun.
Those are like nouns.
What?
You know the word name? Name? Does it sound like nouns?
They're things. They're things.
Does name sound like noun?
Mark had left the breakfast table and then he came running back and he said, oh wait. And then he said incorrectly, but I can't remember how he said it. He said incorrectly, may I be excused? He said it some strange way, like R-I or something, which I can't remember. But I corrected him and I said, I didn't correct him. I looked at him very pointedly and I said, you may be excused, saying it very properly. So he ran away from the table and he said, oh wait, I forgot. And he ran back to the table and said, would I may be excused? And I looked at him again and I said, you may be excused. He ran away and he said, turned around and said, oh wait, I forgot to say, may I be excused? So on the third try he actually got it right. But that would I may be excused was his interesting mistake. Trying to correct himself.
Mary said to me, come here, Mark. Mary said to me that you should have seen what the boys did in the pool today. They do just like they did on the bed. And Martin, tell me about it. Martin said, I was the first one. Go ahead.
I was the first one to figure out how to jump in the air and roll around in there and splash in the water. And Ross was the first one to figure out how to run.
And Chibi doesn't have any more eating stuff to do.
Oh, okay, it's finished. And Ross was the first one to figure out.
And Ross was the first one to figure out how to run and jump over the cliff. And roll around in the air and splash in the water.
Incredible. Incredible. I'd like to see it. Can you show me later?
Oh, okay.
Not right now. Show me a little bit, okay?
You like what?
Mark's talking about school.
Well, did you find any new friends at school?
Yes.
Who? You don't know?
I just have David's
name. You just know his name?
All I know is David
Whiskey.
It's just that.
All I know is David
Whiskey.
It's just
he
that.
He is an old guy.
He is an old guy.
And now he's an old guy.
He is an old guy?
Yeah, to me he is.
Because I saw him a lot. You saw him a lot when? I saw him lots of times. That's why he's an old friend.
That's why he's a kid's dad.
Now Mark's petting the cat, and he said that's why he's a kitty friend.
Well, did you learn anything?
No.
No?
No learning today.
No learning today, huh?
Right.
No learning today?
I have no learning today.
I have no learning today. Did you get to play with the toys?
Oh, sure. That's how I got sweaty.
That's how I got sweaty.
By playing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got sweaty. And when I got home, I got sweaty because I was running lots of times. And I better get to it because I have to go pee and then write the stuff.
Because I'm all like, and I better get to it because I gotta go pee and then write the stuff. So how was your teacher then?
Fine.
How do you say her name?
Huh?
How do you say her name?
I don't know her name.
You don't know your teacher's name?
No.
Well, you have to know your teacher's name.
Why?
Otherwise, if you get lost from your class, then...
I never do.
Want me to tell you her name? Want me to tell you her name?
Yeah.
Mrs. Chig.
Oh.
Can you say that?
I heard that. I heard that at school.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Chig. Did I say it?
Yeah. You said it.
Don't I talk all the time very loud?
You do a good job.
One, let me hear how loud I can yell.
Okay.
I don't want you to. Okay. What am I here?
I have to answer the phone.
I want it. See that?
You always write 5 on this, and I always write mark on this. What do you mean?
I always write mark on this.
Mm-hmm.
And you always write 5 on this.
Why?
It's gonna be for my birthday.
Oh. 5 years old.
Yeah. And it's a crown.
It's a crown. Oh.
And one.
It has your bus number on it.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. See, two.
And this is what you want to wear when you have your birthday?
Mm-hmm. And could we, this could be, our line. See, two could be our line.
Our line?
Yeah.
What do you mean, our line?
You know, the line who can be a leader.
Oh, did you get to be
of a picnic.
Oh. Who was leader today in your line?
I don't know who.
Not you?
No. I don't know any kids. Their name something.
I don't know any kids. Their name something in there.
But I do know Ross Lesnar because he lives here, right? Oh,
yeah,
and
so.
David Whiskey because he's my friend.
Uh huh.
Some friends you don't know who their names, right?
Some friends you don't know who their names.
Or.
Don't know who their names are.
Right.
Don't
and
know
I don't
names
know
are.
What's that name again? Oh shoot.
Oh, Mrs. Chig?
No.
What?
The thing with Aaron Schultz in my old school.
Presbyterian school.
Oh shoot. What's that kid's name? Oh shoot! Stephen? No.
I think that sounds right.
No, it's not Steven. It's
Jimmy?
Aaron Schultz's buddy.
Jimmy?
No! He's not his buddy. Hey, this is cold. Why is it?
What cold. Else did you do at school? Did you eat?
Yes. You know how I ate?
No.
Stuff. They gave me their food.
They gave you their food?
No, wait. The teacher had for people that don't have any lunch boxes, she had crackers and didn't go outside.
Oh well, maybe
I think we didn't go outside today.
Maybe you should bring me your your backpack and I'll read the things that you have stuffed in it.
Okay.
Thing that's stuffed in it has in it. I think he's telling me that it only has one thing in it. Papers are stuck together, all nailed together. Oh, thank you, Mark. Goodness sakes, quite a few things. Good.
See, why do you go there to here and there to here and there to here? This is why you take so many trips, is what you wanted to ask me.
Nice.
He said, you know, why do you go there to here and there to here? I said, because I have a lot of jobs. Anyway, that's his way of describing the idea of taking a lot of trips. Mark, you saw me looking at the shopping list, and he said, do you have a thing on there that says pops? And I said, yeah, sugar pops. And I said, I ate pops before. And I said, you did? He said, yeah, at a restaurant. You went there, Dad. Sure you did. You really did.
You went there, Dad. Yeah,
at a restaurant,
did.
I said, and he said, you went there, Dad. Sure you did, you really did. So I went, and that made him want to reinsert it, reinstate it. Mom is showing me a giant plant. Mark, he said, you have to see this really giant. And he paused, it's a giant one. He couldn't think of what it was going to call it, so he said, it's a giant one. Kitty buried up his already poo, and I said, what does that mean?
No, and you didn't say anything, and then he paused for a minute and he said that he already pooed.
Uh-huh. And then I said, what does that mean? And he said that he pooed the other time. Well, you said that, yeah. Marcia said that he pooed the other time. Anyway, what he means is the...
He pooed that time.
Yeah, I understand now. Sure, I understand the whole idea now. Very good idea. Oh, yesterday Ross was making a big deal about how Cobweb is a cat, is a dog chasing cat, but Cinnamon is not a cat chasing dog. And but Sammy might be a cat chasing dog. He wanted to know if Sammy was a cat chasing dog. I asked Marky if he was glad that he went to school, and he said, yeah, I'm glad. Said, you know what I'm glad? I'm glad that I didn't go on a speed bus there. Mary said, why? He said, because you might have gotten sick, and he said, yeah. What? What's that, Mark?
I bet the thing was going to go boom, and it's done.
The speed bus?
Yeah.
Is there a speed bus that goes down to Eastmont?
Yeah.
What color is it?
Well, let me ask you something.
Nitron?
What brought you home? How'd you get home?
You came home on a speed bus.
Did you come home on a speed bus?
Sure you did. No?
Ross went home.
Oh, regular bus.
Huh? What did you say? What did you say, huh?
Listen
Ross?
To Mark.
We went, me and Ross and David went on the regular bus.
Uh-huh.
Legumes.
What is that?
Well, Ross, Mark says that yesterday he went on the speed bus.
Yeah.
He came home.
I didn't go on the speed bus.
Yesterday?
What was faking what? He's just faking it.
Him up and he was just faking it.
Who was, Kitty?
Ross.
Was he your dad, baby?
Yeah, but you just faking it.
What about the cries? Were you doing real crying before?
Yeah.
Huh? How come you do so much fake stuff, you kids?
Well, it's just a feeler.
You're just a feeler. You can sing it. Sing.
But there's no such a thing.
As what?
As bubble blue.
As what?
I know.
You know something?
Nem sabad.
Nem sabad?
What does nem sabad mean?
It means you can't do that.
Nem sabad,
Sándor. Sándor is his nickname in Hungarian. Call him Sándor.
Yeah, I'm tickly.
Szia, Sándor.
You don't look like the grave.
Szia, Sándor. Oh, he came out of the grave. This one came out of the grave. This one's come out of the grave. He's a
hey, don't do that.
You know what he is? You know what Ross is?
What?
He's a zombie. You know what a zombie is? It's somebody who's dead. They put him in the grave, and they start to rot, and then they get out of the grave and start walking around. That's what a zombie is, really. That's what this is. He looks like a zombie. Ross is acting like a zombie. I can't believe it. He's got me in his clutches. The zombie's got me in his clutches.
Ow! This does feel like clutches.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Those rotten claws.
It feels like clutches.
They're not karate hands. They're ghostly, ghastly ghouls of every. So, Dad, I'm really surprised because Mark doesn't want the kitten anymore.
Well, Mark, guess what?
We asked Mark. He said, "No, I don't
guess
want
what?
It." He said, "Ross,
you're
said,
not going to be able." See my book of the breakdancing tips.
Why can't he see that?
Because he won't help the kitten to see what other kittens look like.
But you want to understand? Oh, so you think that we need the kitten poster because the cat doesn't know what other cats look like?
Yeah. He saw cats before. His friend.
Where? But when he was back in the pound.
Yeah, but more. Mark, there's other kinds of cat, and that is another kind of cat.
Ross is a good point, Mark.
To learn about other cats.
He's never going to have a brother or sister.
Yeah, Mark.
So how is he going to learn about other cats?
Unless we take...
Give him pictures and show him. Yeah. That's right. What do you think? Let's let Mark answer this. Okay, Mark, your turn.
Which?
Well, what do you think?